Yo!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, please.
The kids are back.
The kids are here.
This is Two Broke Boys podcast featuring myself, Najee.
And Justin Time.
Yo, giving you the hot takes, problematic. I walked by H&M today and I saw black people in there and I yelled, sell out. Mm-hmm. That's how problematic I am.
Hey, I still like H&M.
Nah, I've never been to, Big Nas couldn't really fit in them clothes.
So. Do you not like them because of what they did there? Like, I really don't think what they did was that bad. And there's me saying it. I think it was dumb as fuck, but like, I don't think it was like overtly racist.
It's like, it was just, if anything, racially insensitive. Like,
they're perfect.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't overtly. But don't call them the Klan. Lord Jamar's like, what's H&M, Hitler and Manson? I'm like, come on.
Yeah, it wasn't overtly. You know what I mean? They gave the mom flack because she didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Maybe tell the people what we're talking about.
If you guys don't know, H&M had an ad, and they had a brand. It was a brand basically advertising, you know, the zoo and animals and shit. And one of the shirts said, coolest monkey in the jungle. And they picked a black guy to wear.
So it's a little black kid, and his shirt says, coolest monkey in the jungle. And people thought that was very insensitive.
Right.
And they lost a lot of money.
Yeah, they lost a lot of money, stocks dropped, and stuff like that.
Reps.
But, it's just one of those things, like, I get it, but I also get it where it's, like, not a big deal. And if you're saying it's not a big deal, then the black community calls you, like, Uncle Tom and stuff like that. Because the mom said it wasn't a big deal, and they came after her.
Wait, black people can call black people coons, but white people can't.
Yeah. And it's really weird. They're doing it now with Killer Mike. And Killer Mike is the blackest of black.
I was just about to say, I don't know a whole lot about him, but he seems like super black. He's like, just like Black Power.
Black Power. You know, like he put me on to Black Banking Black, and he has a black barbershop. He employs black people. Banking Black, black banks and shit like that.
Oh, cool. Like Black at Forest Bias type shit.
Right. And, I mean, he got some flack for doing, because he's big on even gun ownership.
He likes blacks and guns. There's the problem.
So he did an interview with NRA talking about black ownership, and they used it during the March for Our Lives. They like used that interview, which was taken at an earlier time, and posted the same weekend as March for Our Lives. So you got a lot of flack from people from that.
Not like he wanted it to be posted there, you know?
Right. And he knew that, and that's what he said. But he also said, you know, maybe it was just poor choice of words, but because he was. I don't know. It's a long story. And this weekend, there was someone else that did an H&M photo shoot with my girls for blah, blah, blah. He commented on posts like, because the girl was critical of him with the NRA video. So he commented, was like, oh, you can do a photo shoot for an H&M, but I can't do a video for the NRA empowering black gun ownership. She was like, H&M stands for hair and makeup. So then he took a big out for that too. And he gave himself Donkey of the Day. He called up Charlamagne, gave himself Donkey of the Day for it.
Gave himself?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever done that?
Yeah. Well, if they're cool with Charlamagne and Charlamagne's going to get, he's like, I'm going to give it to you. They'll call and be like, all right, I deserve this. You know what I'm saying?
That's tight.
Yeah. So,
I like that.
Like I said, Black Miller, it's for what can you do. We live in a what can you do for me now type thing. What's the last thing you did for me? Everything else didn't matter. You know what I mean? It's just like Steve Harvey. He has a ranch. For underprivileged kids, and he brings them in, and he, you know what I mean?
Steve Harvey, if you don't know, does a lot for everyone.
Yeah, he met with Trump once, and they tried to write him off, but I don't know. That's just how it is. But before, you know, I just want to say that I appreciate all the people that listen week after week. I mean, from Jess Jordan, she's always been very supportive of us. Jake Bell, he's always retweeting and showing up stuff. I'm not gonna call everyone out. I'm just saying the people that come to mind. No, I'm not. I mean, sorry if I left anyone out. These are people that come to my brain. I mean, last night I was at Pfeiffer's, and I was talking to Kyle Martinez, and he was telling me how often he listens and stuff from the podcast. So like, you know, some people say they check them out, but you don't really know you check them out. But he was like, go.
I'm gonna touch on that. It's interesting, like, because sometimes I'll forget we even talk about a certain thing, and someone will be like, how about this?
Yeah, and he said his favorite one was Where the Fuck Was Matilda, and that's like. That was, like, not even our biggest one, you know
what
I'm saying?
Where the fuck is Matilda? So, the people who want to listen to the older episodes...
You got to go to SoundCloud and press them.
We have two or three episodes on SoundCloud. Right. And for whatever reason, we can't transfer them. So, if you want to hear old Two Broke Boys,
right.
You can go to SoundCloud. We got a couple episodes.
Right. So, and he, While me and Kyle talking, someone else came up, and I apologize if you listen. I'm sorry. I don't really remember his name, but he came up and said, "Oh, you got talking about the podcast?" I didn't even know him, and he was talking about it. And then Kyle and then these three other girls were like, "Oh yeah, we heard your podcast too," because Kyle like plays in the house, and then everyone in the house listens. So that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Keep supporting us. We appreciate it. We see you. You know what I mean? And one day we're gonna have you on. I just felt like I needed to show love because we get love, and
that's what's up.
I fuck with people supporting us. Reciprocity. So I wanted to say that.
Reciprocity is
the
word.
Two, I wanna talk about constructive criticism. So
I also want to say I'm still waiting on that Matilda sequel. Go ahead.
We were
Disney, pick that up.
We were talking to me and Justin and I were talking about the podcast, and he was telling me that I had like a typo in the description, which I don't know if any of y'all caught it, but I had like a typo. I don't know, it was just typed up one day. I just put it on there. I didn't really check. It's like, do it real quick. And because when you upload it, it looks unprofessional. But Justin says, Justin texts me a screenshot of the description with a laughing emoji and says, "What do you not proofread?" Like, and I don't know, I was just in a cranky mood. I had a long day, and I was like, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's I guess it was kind of that, plus like him being extra critical about the pictures I choose and stuff like that. Like, granted, we should talk to him, but what happens is, with this app, we don't really know what's going on. So when I publish it, under the publishing, it was like no title.
We don't know what the fuck.
No description. It had no picture. It just looked shitty. So I just, you know, found something, did something real quick, and put it up. And he was critical of it. He didn't really like certain pictures and things like that.
I just wanted to talk about
it. And that was one thing. And then he did that, and he sent the laughing emoji, and I'm just like, what? Like, what? What do you, like, that's not a way to, like, go about it. Like, I would think that you'd be like, hey, look, you did a proof, like, you didn't proofread this. Like, that's all you had to say. Like, the laughing emoji, and
that was it. Just laughing.
And, do you even proofread? Like, come on. It was just like, what are you doing? And, I fuck with you, people being honest. Like, I don't want to, like, if I look crazy, and I say something crazy, or someone says something crazy, I fully believe in that, like, you know, someone telling you you look crazy, or someone being honest with you, because
if you got a booger hanging out, tell them.
Tell them if your friend's getting overweight and looks crazy and's got like mad hips
and fat,
you get fat, bro. people need that. You know what I'm saying? People need that. Just the same way that if you tell someone they look good or that's cool, or you know what I mean?
It's right.
The same
thing. Always have to be negative.
Keep
feedback.
That same energy though. Keep that same energy. Feedback. But you gotta have. Sometimes you have to have tact.
The delivery.
Delivery matters to show
to
your audience.
It doesn't have to be brutal, honest. You can be loving, soft around the edge.
Right, because depending on, like, when, like I said, Justin.
I shouldn't have put the laughing emoji.
Maybe you shouldn't put a laughing emoji. Maybe you shouldn't have been like, bro, do you proofread? Like, obviously, like,
I have it. That's the problem with
texting. That's the problem with texting.
You know what I mean?
Like I said, I had a long day. I was ready to get to a class. I didn't want to, so it was just like, shut up. And he has creative control, so he could have logged in and fixed that. Like, he could pick a different picture or talk to me about a different picture. He also has creative control. But instead of me saying these things, I just said shut up. You know what I mean? Because I just wasn't for it.
And it'd be like that sometimes.
And it'd be like that sometimes. But
I learned from it, and so did you, I think.
Right.
That's
right.
The best part right now. Like, everything's fine. Like, he'll tell me shut the fuck up. I'll tell him suck my dick. It'll be over with. I hate you. Cool. Right. See you tomorrow. Like,
yeah. And
because we're guys. I think girls are not capable.
No.
They'll be like, I'll stab you in your sleep from this shit you did in fourth grade when I wrote you that. Yeah. You'll be like, I didn't even go to fourth grade.
But sometimes you gotta have tact. Sometimes you just gotta.
For sure. My delivery's been fucked up. I'm aware.
Me too. And I do the same.
And I don't think that one was that fucked up. But again, you were in. It depends on where you're at too. Because you know what I mean? It just depends. If I'm having a little bit of a bad day and you give me some constructive criticism, I might not take it so fucking constructively.
Right, exactly.
I might later though.
Yeah. You never know.
At least I got the message across, and you got it across to me. Don't be a dick, you know?
That's fine.
Next
like
time I'll probably call you.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. We can talk about it.
And the truth is, the reason I even said anything was because I want us to do good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It came from a good place.
I know when I read a description and there's a typo, I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
Did they not proofread? Like, that's what I do. So I pretend I'm a person who's going to listen. I pretend I'm a human.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, it's all good. But like I said, sometimes you need tact. Sometimes you don't.
I know, sometimes it's got to be brutal.
Sometimes it's got to be brutal.
Because
your friend won't listen.
About
or
whatever.
They're saying something so crazy that you just got
to. Almost a little shock value. You know what I mean? Like, you might have to hide the, you know, like,
Like, you're wild. You really believe that? Like, I always say, I was like, sometimes you got to repeat what someone said back out loud.
That works so often. To repeat what someone just said back to them is hilarious.
Because then they think about it and go, ah, that sounds stupid. Like, for instance.
It sounds crazy.
This week, perfect. For instance, I was at work and we were talking about Planned Parenthood versus.
Hot topic.
Planned Parenthood versus abortion and things like that. And he knows me and I know him. This guy's like 50. He's old school, 50 something years old, about to retire. I'm a younger cat, so he knows like kind of what my thinking is. And so he made this statement. Before he made this statement, he kind of gave me a disclaimer. He's like, I know this is kind of comparing apples to oranges, but I think, because we're also talking about veganism and eating meat and stuff like that. He's like,
a lot of hot topics at work.
I think it's kind of hypocritical for you to be a vegan and caring about the lives of livestock and animals and them being tortured and killing, but
not
will
care
also
about
be pro-life.
Killing of our humans.
Right. And I was like, a little apples, oranges, but...
Be pro-choice.
Pro-choice, right. Yeah. I was like, but I get it. I can see where you're coming from with that. But then he was like, yeah, it's just crazy. And they take those babies that are aborted and they go out and send them and they do research on them. I was like, what's wrong with that? He was like, you don't think there's anything wrong with that? I was like, no. When you die, they do autopsy on the body.
You know what you're doing? Setting your emotions aside and being realistic.
Yeah.
People don't fuck with that.
Yeah, I was like, well, it's for science. They're trying to just, you know. So age old argument is it a human or is it not? How else would you tell if you don't bring science into it? I was like,
kids,
a dead body gets examined. That's what they do with dead bodies. And I was like, that's all. That's how we learn.
And for the record, they're not humans until they're like 10. I think abortion should be legal until kids are 10 years old, just to make sure, like 100% sure we're keeping this motherfucker around.
And if you guys didn't know, that was Justin's opinion.
I think they do. I have a weird feeling.
But yeah, we're talking about that. And then he started going off in this tangent. He was like, well, he was just like, yeah, I mean, And they're doing it, and they're kind of making them do it so they can use them as science experiments. I was like, wait, what? You think abortion clinics are trying to get?
So let me get this straight.
He thinks that they're killing. He wants the abortion clinics are advertising that they kill the babies.
The more babies,
for science.
More research.
And I'm like, you think that? And he looked at me. He's like,
and you repeated it out loud.
I was like, yeah. I was like, I mean, I've never seen an abortion commercial. Like, I've never seen a Planned Parenthood commercial. And he was like, yeah. And then he you can see his brain working. He's like, I'm a little cynical in my old age. I was like,
I've
yes.
never seen an abortion commercial, but I have seen some badass kids. No, yeah. I feel like repeating someone's shit back to them, yeah. It helps.
Yeah, right.
Like, you mean to tell me that you think this, and they'll be like, huh? Or even things that, how about this? Like, I do this with, like, cremation. I think cremation is weird as fuck. Cremating a body. It's a societal norm because we've been doing it forever.
A lot of societal norms are weird.
So when I say it though, like people are like, yeah, whatever, cremation. I'm like, oh, hold on. So you mean to tell me you love this person so dearly that you burnt their dead corpse and kept their ashes on your fucking mantle?
Right.
That's creepy as shit to me. And then people are like, huh, when you put it like that, I'm like, put it how it is?
Yeah, it is.
Put your emotions aside and just think about it, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm not. Everyone does it. You're not creepy if you do it. I mean, right. It's just a creepy practice to me.
And there's a lot of creepy practices, the religion and things like that we never got rid of.
Man, when I grew up in Catholicism, I thought it was so normal to eat the man god body.
Circumcision.
Circumcision's crazy.
They cut you a little infant's penis.
And people will say, well, that's for cleanliness reasons, but it came from religion.
And there's,
period.
You could fight.
It,
and
came,
it came
from
a,
religion.
It came from religion. And people, you could
still get my kids dick circumcised.
Joe Rogan like brought it up and talked about it and made me realize like, oh wow, that is like weird.
Well,
and he still do that.
Because
he goes in 200 years they're gonna bring that up and say what the fuck were they? It's kind of like back in the day where they believed in witches and if you're a witch, you want to know how one of the ways they tested if you're a witch, they tied a stone to your leg and threw you in the water. If you floated. You're a witch. If you didn't float, then you weren't a witch.
So if you floated, they were going to kill you for being a witch. And if you didn't float, you were dead anyway.
It's like, what?
They, you know, I heard a really interesting theory, which I don't know if
they
it's true.
They were so smart, but so fucking dumb.
They said that these people were eating, like, moldy bread or some shit. And everyone
tripping.
Was tripping. And that's one of the theories, one of the many theories
too.
About the witches.
The witches shit. Tripping, man. It's so crazy that you go back and, like, the people were so smart but so dumb. Like Albert Einstein, like nah, like Thomas Edison can be so smart but still not believe in like equal rights, like still own slaves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
Like not both sides of the coin. It's or even like, again, I was listening to, I don't remember what podcast. I think it might have been The Brilliant Idiots. they were talking about the...
Do you listen to podcasts more than you watch TV?
Absolutely.
Me too. Podcasts are my shit.
At least, I listen to at least, I would say, 40 to 50 hours of podcasts a week.
Damn, that's content. I totally cut you off. You're listening to Brilliant Idiot.
Yeah, but I was trying to get my thoughts together. But you know the pyramids in Mexico?
Never heard of them.
There's pyramids in Mexico, and they always wonder how they're built. And Andrew Schultz has a funny joke about it. Because he's like, no one ever... Because you know how in Egypt they question how those pyramids are built and stuff like that. But in Mexico, they're just
they're
like...
Mexicans.
You know what I mean? They got to do it. Of course they do, but no one ever questions it. So they're saying like that. And they were talking about how they had the one built to where at winter solstice at a certain time, the sun is shining through the dragon's mouth to make it look like the dragon.
That shit blows my fucking
mind. Blows your mind? That's before all the signs and shit like that. Like, how the fuck did they know?
That shit blows my fucking mind.
Crazy.
There's so much we don't know.
But the same people were killing babies if they're pretty.
Oh, yeah. For sacrificing them. Right, exactly.
You got a pretty baby, they killed it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, God's not a huge fan of two men sleeping together, but he'll smite on them. He'll take the occasional human sacrifice. People.
Like, oh my God, your baby's so pretty. Let's give it back to God. And they would kill your baby if people would run.
They were pro-choice.
Pro-choice, like a motherfucker. Killing babies left and right. And then they had a funny joke. They're like, yo, how disrespectful would it be if they were like, nah, your baby's good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You sure you don't want it? You sure?
Yeah.
Nah, we're good.
Nah,
we got it.
Your baby's good.
Nah, here, take Najee back.
We'll see when he's 10.
Exactly. Yo,
that's crazy.
But there's so much we don't know, I feel like. We just accept what we know. We're like, that's it. We know everything.
Right.
How the fuck, just because we haven't found fossils of certain things doesn't mean they weren't here.
It's just so much that we don't even like sit there and think about to understand. Like how sand is created, like they need ocean to create sand, but there's deserts. Like the way sand gets broken down from sediments, you know, and then becomes sand from the water beating the rocks.
I didn't know that, but now I do.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But there's a desert?
But there was probably water there.
At one time.
Yeah.
But it's just crazy to think of, like,
yes,
where?
Absolutely.
Why?
And who knows? Like, the Grand Canyon? That was water. What?
Just little things.
Little.
Yeah. Appreciate. Do you think that, like, we're having a great day out today. And
beautiful fucking day today.
You can just tell it. 2 o'clock in the morning, everyone's leaving work early. It's like we do it every year. It's the first weekend, we get super excited.
Overdo
fuck
it.
Our responsibilities. It's nice out. I'm gonna go do what the fuck I want because it's nice out. And you think that's because of winter? Like we wouldn't appreciate summer as much because of winter.
Yeah, people ask me.
And I believe that. I truly do.
You would still appreciate it,
right?
You know what I mean? It's just like if you are without power for a week and you get power.
Right.
You appreciate that power way fucking more. I mean, it's simple.
I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast, and the reason why I keep mentioning what podcast I get it from is because I don't ever want to seem like I'm biting. You know what I mean?
We're not biting.
Yeah. Just in case, you know, they go back and you one day Joe Rogan stumbles across this, he'd be like, hey, that's my topic.
When he
you
comes
know?
Up and asks us for a signature, we're going to be like,
exactly.
You're gonna be
but I was listening to that, and they were talking about,
who cares? Wherever you want to go.
Well, that goes that.
Yo, today I had to take my cats to the vet. Remember? Uh-huh. I got two naked little alien sphinx cats. For those who don't know, weird little fuckers. So I go to take them to the vet, and I just can't find one.
The cat?
Yeah.
That's like, I couldn't find Mella.
That's a huge dog.
I hope EG's not looking for this. Listen to this. But what? But after last podcast, we just had. I thought I had Mella inside, but once we were done, and I went to go find him to feed him, I could not find him. I'm looking upstairs, downstairs. The door was kind of cracked. The gate was kind of open. I'm like, this motherfucker in the neighborhood. He doesn't run away. I was freaking out. I was calling his name, blah, blah, blah. Ended up in the laundry room somehow. But
I thought he was halfway to Glenburn.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I was about to call Eugene and tell him I lost the dog. But you couldn't find your cat?
Nah, and it was like, of course I waited to the last minute to get him. I didn't think I'd have to find him, to be honest. Right. So like, I waited to the last minute, and then I just couldn't find the cat. And my appointment's in fucking 10 minutes right down the street. I'm like, well, the second one, I even opened the food. You know what I mean? And they always come for food.
Right.
This bitch was not coming out, so I had to go with one cat.
Did you find the cat when you got him?
Yeah, right. As soon as I got home, she didn't want to stop looking at me. You know what I mean? I have no idea where she was.
Wow. Cats are fucking sketchy.
Cats are
It's probably in the lab fucking watching you and fucking
cats are sketchy
you.
As fuck.
It's probably casing a house or something.
I don't like normal cats a lot.
You don't like anything normal. Let's be honest. If it's normal,
shout out to all the girls I dated.
That's rough.
I don't like anything normal. I'm like super anti, right? Anti whatever. If it's cool, I hate it.
Right.
Yeah. Which is so dumb, right?
Hipster.
Which is so dumb.
Right.
Like, I'm so over that.
I was thinking about that too. Every time like I go out and people ask me like, "What's my type of girl?" and I like think about my past three girlfriends, and I'm like, none of them have anything in common.
What?
None of them. They're so weird. Like, they're all size, bodies. They're all girls. But like size, body, shape, personality is different.
Way different.
I ain't gonna type. Crazy girls. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love y'all. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all.
Y'all built me into who I am today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm happy.
Putting up for me.
Real talk though, I'm happy for every bad thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
I said the other day, I'm happy my father died. Which just sounds crazy. It's like shock factor, right? But I want people to listen, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll say, I'm happy my dad died. And they're like, damn, what the fuck? Would you hate your dad? You know? And I'm like, yeah, but that's not the point.
No, I miss you all, y'all.
But no, love my dad to death. But he, anything bad that happens to you really builds who you are. It's called like the fruitful darkness.
Right.
I've been through some shit. We all have. Everyone's been through their own struggle. You know what I mean? And that's another thing, like downplaying someone else's struggle because they have an alive dad. Yeah, super corny. And it's like, it's egotistical too. It's like, who the fuck are you to downplay somebody else's shit?
Right.
Like, my dad died. Well, yeah, well, both my parents died. Like, well, you win.
Yeah.
Congratulations for your dead parents, you fucking weirdo. But everything that happens to us happens for, well, maybe not. I don't know if I believe that. But at the same time, it made us exactly who we are. If anything was a little bit different, I wouldn't be as weird as I am today. And that would be a bummer.
Right.
I'd be doing normal shit.
And the whole everything happens for a reason thing?
Yeah. How you feel about it?
It's one of the reasons why I can't let go of my belief in God, because this is like, and it could be coincidence.
Too many coincidences.
It's too many coincidences, and I understand the science and stuff like that. I listen to that shit all day, and it makes sense. And I don't really believe all the biblical stories; they don't make sense to me. And I don't really know what's going on. But just this faith I had that like everything just works out, even if it's bad. I don't know if it's within me. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I just. It's too many coincidences happening, and good things happen to good people, and I know bad things still happen, but I just too many coincidences. Maybe it's just me being selfish, because I gotta understand when it's all bad, that's when people lose their faith, and I get that. But this is throughout my life and how things have been going for me. It's just like everything has made sense. It makes almost too much sense when stuff falls apart and other things fall together. Just it helps me,
and I think that like. For me, anyway, I can only speak on me. I went to Catholic school, for those who don't know. Catholic school was, you know, read the whole Bible front to back, all that shit. And I think because of that, because of me growing up in Catholicism, I've had such a bad taste in my mouth about the word God.
Right, for a long time.
For, like, until, like, you know, 6 months ago type long time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I struggled with that for a long time. I can say now, today, and this is another thing, this shit changes. Just because I say today, I do or don't believe
especially
in a certain
religion,
thing.
Especially with religion and spirituality. So it's learning, you know?
You're maturing, you're growing, and your thoughts are going to change. They're fluid.
Yeah.
So, but up until very recently, I didn't really know. And where I stand today, which again could change by the minute,
right.
I totally believe in God. Now, the God I believe in is just not the one I've learned about ever.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
It's not, it's the universe. To me, the God is the universe. To me, the God is every single one of us. I believe, and that sounds egotistical, but it's not. It's like the complete opposite.
I know what you're saying.
I know you do.
You know what
I'm saying? The complete opposite. Like, right. We are the ruler of our universe. Now, I'm not calling myself God. Yes, I am. It's like, I really do believe that, you know?
Right.
We are the same thing that the grass is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and here's the thing that, like, for people who don't believe in anything.
We're in just so much control over, you know, our outcome. How can you not understand? I'm not saying you have to believe that,
there
but how
go.
Can you not understand?
At least understand where people are coming from.
Well, the objectivity. We can talk about that all day, too.
If they don't subscribe to it, they don't want to fuck with
talk
it.
Talk about objectivity all day, too.
All I'm interested in is objective truths.
Yep.
And objective truth is when you pull yourself out of the situation. You're not subjective. You're not biased. You're not emotional. You take it out.
It's the only way to learn, man. And that's what, like I said.
Agreed.
It's the only way to learn.
The only effective way. Only real
fucking way.
That's
why I like my group of friends because...
Nah, not the biggest fan.
There's just so many of them and they all have different beliefs and things like that.
Shout out to all of our friends. We got a lot of good friends. I love
all of them. We could come to terms or agree to disagree and it not be an issue, but it's definitely a learning experience.
And sometimes it's an issue.
Sometimes it's an
issue. We got a lot of friends.
It depends how much we drank before we came to this disagreement.
Yeah, for real. What were we drinking too?
Yeah,
I'm in the gym. I'm asleep. I'm just kidding.
So... Did I tell you about the creepy store, creepy guy at the gym? No, I might have said it in the group text.
I can't wait to hear it.
But I was working, I like as recently just like feel for women and this environment that they live in. And when I say that, I mean like dangerous wise.
It's a predatory, yeah, it's predatory.
You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. Certain things happen. Like if a girl I don't know and I'm walking, like at a bar, a girl will walk up that I don't know that's drunk with her fucking bachelorette friends and smack my ass while I'm walking by. The other day, when I was in Ocean City, it was this, like that scenario, a bachelorette party, and one of the girls walking by and just grabbed my face and looked at me.
Just looked at you?
Yes.
They all got dick necklaces on.
Right, and I just started laughing. I laughed it off. And she like grabbed me and stuff, and I was thinking like, if that was reversed, now
I
scary
had done
was
that to her.
And I'm not saying like, oh, if I would, no, I'm not thinking, I'm saying that would have been scary for her.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or,
rightfully
I don't
so.
Think, I don't even, like,
and rightfully so.
Yeah, daylight savings time, like we just said, oh man, it's getting dark earlier. And I go to the grocery store after I go to the gym, it's dark out. I can park wherever I want.
I don't even give a fuck.
I don't even think about it.
We don't even have to think about that stuff.
I don't think about something.
I do because I have the body of a woman. I'm a lot smaller than you know. So I'd be like, when it's dark, I'm parking close.
Yeah.
Do you park up there ever and like not in a parking spot? Like when you go to the grocery store, do you ever just do that thing where you
park
run
up
it?
Front?
Yeah.
No,
those are assholes to you?
I get it.
I get it.
But I'm like.
But I try not to.
I try not to.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's just gonna park. I don't know. I think that like you having a problem with parking in the back and walking up is just
how
nonsense.
Busy are you for real?
It is nonsense. You know what I mean? It's not that far.
Because I'm
legs.
Busy. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
I could go ahead and park.
Yeah,
and get my
you park in the back.
You know what I mean?
Just chill. Because you would park in the back if you really needed to go in there. You'd park in the back and walk in. It wouldn't even be a thought. You're like, oh, I found a parking spot. If that was the only parking spot. You'd park there. It's
some people like, fuck it, I like mine.
But I was like, I always tell women, I'm like, why do you not have mace? Like, if I was a female, I would have mace.
If I was a woman, I'd have a bazooka.
A mace or gun.
A katana,
yeah, I get it.
Samurai sword.
Something. And I think about that all the time. But so I'm at the gym, snapping like that, like I just did. I don't know
what?
Why I snapped. I'm snapping now.
At the gym?
Nope. Sometimes I snap.
Interesting.
I just figured that out now.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I was here for that. Gotcha, buddy.
So I'm at the gym and I'm on elliptical and there's this big heavyset guy across from me and he's doing like his little leg press, but he has his phone up like he's looking at it, but he's taking a picture and I can tell he's taking a picture. And I'm not really sure. No, there's a really attractive girl next to me working out on elliptical and he's like taking a picture. And I see him, I'm like, is he taking a picture? And he clicks, and I see the flash, boom.
He had the flash on?
Flash on. So I'm
what
like,
a fucking rookie.
So I'm looking around, anybody else see that shit? No one's looking at me, so it's just me, and he's still doing it. I think he turned the flash off this time, and I can just tell he's taking pictures.
What is he gonna do with those?
And he's taking pictures and like, look, scrolling.
Ew,
and I'm looking at her,
out.
And I'm looking at everyone around me, I'm like, am I the only one seeing this shit? Boom.
You're aware.
So I'm watching it, and I'm like, keep going because I'm like not really sure, but I'm pretty sure, but I'm not really sure.
You're sure enough.
So then he takes a picture, but it's the shutter flash. He's taking like multiple pictures. So I just fucking get up, like something just made me go, fuck this. I get up and I walk up to him and I'm like, does that woman know you're taking pictures of her? And he like put his head down, like I was scolding him. Grown ass man.
You were scolding him.
He was like, no. I was like, then you probably shouldn't, huh? He was like, no. I was like, you should delete those, huh? He's like, yeah.
Good for you, you fucking hero.
And
I know.
It was just like, fuck
I'm
this. I can't
though.
Watch this. I didn't even know this.
Because
you hear about stories like that, but you really don't know they exist.
A real quick old saying, it's like, the person who sees evil and does nothing is more evil than the person
right.
doing the evil.
And I just wanted
now,
to be the shutter flash was
extra. Not my problem.
Extra.
If you didn't do the shutter flash, it would have been
like,
all right.
What are you doing, bro? So I like, as I'm walking back to the elliptical after I said something to him, and then like, as soon as I'm doing it, I'm, because you're thinking,
what
like,
was
oh.
your mood like? Let me ask you this. When you
when I was walking up to him?
Walking to and walking away.
Adrenaline pumping, because I don't
on
know
the
what.
Way there, for sure.
I don't know if he's going to give me. Shit,
no,
get up
yeah.
and give me shit,
absolutely.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Okay,
if
I'm more interested
him.
In when you turned around and walked away. Were you deflated? Were you happy? Were you felt...
Honestly,
I felt
bad because I'm like, what if he's mentally sick? Like, what if he's mentally ill? Doesn't mean it's right.
He still needs to be scolded.
He still needs to be scolded, but I'm like, damn, like, what if he's mentally
sometimes
ill?
Sometimes you gotta be a retard up, Nas.
That was Justin Anderson again.
That's true, isn't it?
Quote. Your quotes today. Sometimes you gotta be a retard up. But as I'm walking back, I look up and the woman behind the woman he's taking pictures of was like.
So you felt bad for scolding him?
For a second.
I get it.
Because I thought about that. Where he was mentally.
Who knows, right? You don't know his struggle. That's beautiful.
Just think about it. I'm aware. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm right.
You're different.
So the woman behind me, behind the girl that he was taking pictures of, was like, thank you for doing that.
About the girl who was getting the pictures taken of? Did she know she was just in a fucking photo shoot?
Yes. She turned to me and said, thank you so much. I was actually taking pictures of him taking pictures of me just in case.
Whoa.
So they were aware, so but they couldn't say anything.
That's terrible.
You know what I'm saying? And it's
that
just like,
sucks. That makes me hurt, you know?
Yeah, I'm saying.
I was just about to make a joke.
And I was like, when are you going to give me your number? Because I just did it.
I was about to say, did you get your dick sucked off the strength of that?
I was like, hey. Honest dialogue, I was like, hey, listen, this gym's not big enough for two creeps. I'm going to need you to leave for at least 20 minutes so I can check her out, take some pictures.
Whole time the kid was just like playing Candy Crush. And it looked like he was doing something wrong. Yeah, and he was just taking pictures of you. Yeah. I saved you.
So then on top of that...
It's beautiful that you did that, but that makes me so sad for girls.
Yeah, shit like that happens all the time. It's like, what?
But who knows who's taking pictures of you?
That's true.
You pretty motherfucker.
That's true.
It's like...
But if I ran up on a guy, it's different.
Different. It just is. And that whole, like, well, everyone's the same. No, they're not.
No.
Sorry. No. Men and women aren't the same. Guess what? That's what biology says. Eat a dick.
Right. It's just... It's crazy.
We're not the most politically correct.
No, no, no. If you're expecting that from this podcast, you probably turn that off when Justin said 10-year-olds are acceptable.
Abortable. Yeah. Is that a word? Abortable.
It is now.
Tight.
Yeah. Did you know that?
I'm going to use that as an adjective for people. How's he? Abortable.
Did you know there's over 200,000 pages in the Webster's Dictionary? They don't delete any word from it.
Awesome. Why would that?
For the sake of... Well, for
if
the
Facebook
sake...
Facebook wasn't charged to be deleting words.
For the sake of... If you're reading like a book from like 1940 or something like that, and you
makes
see a word,
sense.
You know what I mean?
Did you know that completely non sequitur? Are you cool with that, or did you want to talk about
Webster?
Yeah,
that's what
shit?
We do.
Yeah. So you know Chernobyl? That like, you know what that is?
Chernobyl. No.
When I say it, you will. It's like that. And God, I'm so ignorant to this. Jeez Louise. I think it's in like Russia.
What are you doing with your legs?
It's weird, right? I've been doing yoga.
I can tell. What? You're like a butterfly in a...
You're
like a butterfly. That sounded crazy.
Oh, that
that was crazy.
You wanted to beat every retard down to that.
Jesus Christ. You gotta relax.
Do less.
You gotta relax.
It's tough to turn me off. What am I even talking about? Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
I don't know. Chernobyl is like... It's Takashi's brother.
Yeah. Oh, it's your next date.
Yeah. That new Chernobyl was bad. It's like a radioactive, a nuclear plant. There you go. It was a nuclear power plant that went bad. Shocker.
Uh-huh.
Who located that, right? But it went bad years ago. And this place has been a place, Najee, that no one can go to. Like, it's like a no-go spot. Like, or the radiation's so bad that if you stay there, you're gonna grow 3 dicks or something. Nah, we'd be all going there, right?
Yeah.
you grow 11 toes, you know what I mean? It's like, it'll fuck you up. So they just came up with this new thing. I was just listening to Joe Rogan's podcast. Actually, this podcast is like a year old, as a matter of fact, so this is older.
Okay.
But and this has been going on for years, but they are trying to come up with a dome to put over top of the whole thing. They just covered it. They literally don't know what to do. There's 30 countries involved trying to come up with this thing that they have like, the design.
I think I did listen to that
one. You probably heard of it.
I think I have heard of that one.
Yeah.
And
it's wild.
There's like bones and shit in there that they're like discovering that's different.
Oh yeah, shit's
from like a nuclear attack, right?
It
it was a nuclear power plant.
They probably might have got fucked up in the attack, or maybe got fucked up just by being fucked up or whatever it is. But those things, you just can't turn them off. It's like,
wasn't it effective, like all the wildlife and animals and
you
shit?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
there's
a couple
spots like that, which is strange as fuck. Anywhere there was a nuclear power plant, pretty much, I feel like it was a bad fucking idea.
Yeah.
And Joe Rogan made a really interesting point. He's like, 100 years ago, you had a picture of the map. You could go anywhere on that map. And in 100 years, there's places now that we can't go. It's weird to think about.
Right.
It's a weird thing to think about. Here, this is a no-go area. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Humans are fucking this place up day by day.
That's fucking weird.
And everyone who denies climate change, I'm screenshotting all your statuses so when the world comes to an end, I can show up at your house with the statuses and be like, look, you fucked up. They say that, like...
Did you see what Trump did with that?
I don't like to see anything that he does.
When we had that cold week, you know? He's like... Oh, record lows in the U.S.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Climate change, huh?
That is like the most obtuse. Like,
you're the president. You don't understand what climate change like.
And that's fine if you don't understand it. Don't talk about it.
Just don't. Ooh.
You don't have to understand everything, right? Understand it. But don't stand up on your podium and tell me that you know what you're talking about.
Don't make a mockery of it and not know what you're talking about.
Yeah, especially that. You're not even going to speak about it. You're going to make a mockery of it and don't know. And it's just like once, well, it's just so clear the evidence. If you actually take any time to look into it, it's clearly happening. And I believe,
we watch it happen. It'll be fucking 32 degrees one day, and then it'll be 62 the next.
Yeah, and
then it'll snow one day, and then it'll be 70.
Well, that's a micro example.
I know, but I'm saying you can see it not being like it was before.
There you go.
You can see, like...
And one of the big arguments is, well, this is how the world cycles.
Right.
You know?
And that could be an argument. That could be an honest argument, but you don't think we're affecting it a little?
Look at the population growth.
You don't think that we're affecting it a little?
40 million people since
2000. Well, their argument also is that the Earth is so complex and the things that we don't understand is that it's adapting with us more than we like to give it credit for.
I think that that's also true. However,
right,
we are fucking this thing up to where it cannot fix it.
I agree.
And people, and once that all melts up there in Antarctica and all that shit, and the methane that's like trapped underneath comes up, this place is gonna turn into an oven. I mean, according to the scientists, not me. I don't fucking know a thing about methane. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of different theories about what's gonna happen.
And there's really good theories against it as well. Right. That's something I do. By the way,
I do that too, man. I try to look. When I look at something, I look at both sides.
You have to. Like, that's what they teach you in debate classes. Like, if you were writing a paper, write me a paper pro-choice.
Right.
And you turn it in, now write me one pro-life.
Right. It's the same
thing. That's the best way to do things. Why the fuck would you not want to
do it? And people, like, I don't understand. Like, remember the big craze was how to be a murderer or how to catch
make a murder.
How to make a murder?
Yeah.
I watched the whole thing.
Me too.
As soon as the second I finished the last episode,
did something more?
I Googled debunking making a murder.
To see
and then it showed you all the other points, all the things that they left out. And I'm like, oh shit. Same thing with the podcast Serial.
With everything.
Well, I didn't really know Hassan did it, but I didn't really need to. But I still also Googled, you know, from the other side. Because
there are very few documentaries that are objective.
Right.
And
it's from the side.
The ones that are.
His attorney's making
that.
Health.
That was a really good documentary, but super subjective.
Super subjective. I mean,
clearly, you know, pushing an agenda. And the only agenda I'd like to push between us, we're not pushing an agenda.
Right.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to say truth, objective truth, but that's not an agenda, you know? No. We're just going to tell it how it is. We're going to tell you to work your fucking
I wish more people would do that. Like, and stop focusing on what is bad. Like, focus on the bad and try to normalize and say that's what everyone's doing. Like, when there's someone does it, when there's super radical
so-and-so
right.
So does it.
When super radical right.
That's childish, right? Like,
right.
Well, stop hitting your sister. Well, Donnie across the street hits his sister.
Yeah.
That don't make it okay to hit your fucking sister.
Right.
I don't give a fuck what Donnie's doing, bro. Look at you.
Try to act like that's how the world is. Like when people are like, oh.
Just the way it is.
The left. They'll say, the left is saying that we can't go see Black Panther because... it's a black movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like you're putting them all in a box. Like they're not all saying. It's just one weirdo that did that.
No group of people that large is thinking the same.
Right. There's just they put everything in a box.
Yeah.
And no, you can't do that. There's too much content to do that with. Like when today I had an interesting argument.
A conversation.
I try to have a discourse, and I realize like this is stupid. But like when people say rap is trash. It's the worst it's ever been. Blah 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 blah. I'm like. What do you mean, rap? Like radio rap? Like mainstream, what you have to hear on the radio? Or just the whole genre in general? Because, I mean, we had everyone, you got everything you need right now. Through SoundCloud, Apple.
It's never been better.
It's never been better.
And people say it's never been worse.
Because you're focused. Why do you care about the mumble rap if you don't like mumble rap?
Turn off the mumble rap and listen to King Louis.
Why are you basing your opinion off what other people like?
Turn off Tekashi and put on Joyner Lucas and tell me you don't like rap still. Like, what are you talking about?
Right, exactly. You're just saying words with your mouth. You didn't even think
about
it.
Not researching, not looking. Like, if you are listening, you're an idiot.
In the last year, we got a Wu-Tang album, a Styles P album. Dipset's back together. Like, if that's what you were into when you thought rap was at its golden, those rappers are still out. They might not be on the front, but we're still getting new albums from that. And the people that stand the test of time, easier to get all the lyricists, the people that stand the test of time are the Big Seans, the Drakes, Jay-Z. The Kendricks, the Jay-Zs. Those are people that are like here forever. The Travis Porters and the Dem Franchise Boys and the fucking Hurricane Chris. Who? They don't last.
I don't even know.
They make radio hits. Right. You know what I mean?
No, I definitely remember Dem Franchise Boys.
I mean, I love that. That was, but it brings back nostalgia. It takes you to a place. That's why. Yeah. That's another thing that comes with that older music.
And I think that, let's touch on nostalgia, because I think that people downplay that. Like, that's... Isn't that heavy?
Yeah.
Like, when you see something that reminds you of your childhood, it strikes a weird chord with us that I don't think we talk about enough. Yeah. Like, if I say Street Sharks, motherfuckers are going to be like, oh, shit, I remember Street Sharks. This happened right now with you, right?
Yeah.
It's like, damn, I forgot all about that.
Street Sharks
were so tight. Remember Paul's?
Look, check this out. Look at one of the things I wanted to talk about.
Whoa, that's so bizarre.
Yeah, me and Justin on the same fucking wavelength.
Vibes.
Street Sharks. How we get there? That's
so fucking weird. He has a notepad of things that he wants to speak about, and he wrote Street Sharks.
I don't know why either.
And I swear to God, what about him? Who knows, right?
Who knows?
It was for me to talk about. It was the universe, or God, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that was
Street Sharks were dope as fuck. Street Sharks were dope.
Street Sharks were dope. Remember Double Dragon? There's a lot of things it's a lot of things that we forgot about until you see
it. Yes, and once you say it or see it, it's like, oh, shit.
Things that we watch for a long time, and you're like, oh,
Street Sharks is a big part of my life.
Saturday morning cartoons are a big part of my life.
Exactly. You just forget about it. The world dulls us out. You know, that's why you got to talk to a three-year-old sometimes and remember what the real world's like.
No bullshit.
You know what I mean? Like, if you walk home the same way every day, which is just like an analogy for life, right? Mm-hmm. If you're walking home the same way every day, you're not looking at them houses anymore.
Nope.
And that's what your body does for efficiency. You know, it's like the human brain optimizing. You don't need to look at those houses.
That's
you
why should. People get complacent.
3-year-olds, like, look at those yellow
shutters. That's why people sit in Pasadena and go, I fucking hate Pasadena.
Because then, oh my God, then you look around. People want to get out of America.
Wait till you go buy a house. Yeah. Then you realize how much you love Pasadena because you're buying a house in Pasadena. Yeah. Or you're trying to be close to Pasadena.
Right.
Because then you realize, like,
open your eyes.
I'm 45 minutes away from D.C. I'm 20 minutes away from Annapolis. I'm 20 minutes away from the stadium. I got dock bars surrounding me.
It's the people in Pasadena. It's the people, everywhere, you idiot. Yeah. That's another thing I don't get. Away. Anytime there's a group of people, you're going to have drama. You're going to have cheating. You're going to have...
Like, you think those words were created here?
That's what blows my mind.
Like, you think those words are created
here? Or any work environment. If you got over 20 people, right. I promise you someone's a drug addict. I promise you someone's cheating. You know what I mean? It's like, and yes, maybe problems are a little worse in Pasadena, but open your fucking mind.
Focus different on problems, different everywhere.
Exactly. Focus on what you want to focus on. The people who are like, I can't wait to, even I've been guilty of this. I can't
Me
wait.
Too.
I can't wait to get out of America
Me too.
I can go visit some places. You know how many beautiful places are 10 minutes?
I think more people need to go away from America that bitch about it and see how much better it is here than other places.
Oh, that's not what I was getting at. I was saying, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Have some perspective.
What were you getting at?
Okay, so... Like, I would be like, not that America's bad, but I'd be like, man, I would just love to travel.
Right.
Why not travel in America? Yeah. You know how many beautiful shit, like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, there's so much shit everywhere. Right. Like, Luray Caverns, right in Virginia. Have you ever been?
Nope.
Neither have I. Like, let's, well, why we, the fuck
we
not?
Talked about that.
There's, why are we not we, going?
We're
going to go to Mike's today.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the bar, because it's gorgeous out, instead of Luray Caverns.
Right. Or even Baltimore. There's so many places we haven't discovered
Oh
there.
My gosh. Last night I went to Harbor East. You ever been there?
Nope.
Me neither. Some people are going to laugh when I say that. I mean, Harbor East, and it was the coolest fucking spot. I just kept thinking, like, man, I've never been here.
Right.
Right down the street the whole time. I mean, I ate some of the best food I've ever had. The drinks were fire.
Doesn't make, yeah, we don't think about it. But what fucked me up about that is when we went to San Diego, and we were getting that Uber ride, and that guy was talking about...
Oh, talking about Uber rides. For
one of our Uber rides that was somewhat normal. We had some weird Uber rides.
Yeah.
But the guy, we were going over the... this bridge, and he's like, look at that beautiful bridge, look at the water, I love this place.
He was like a tour guide.
I'm like, yeah, he was like a tour guide, he's our Uber guide. He say how beautiful it is. I'm like, damn. I was like, would you just move around here? He's like, nah, been here for 15 years.
Yeah, 13 years, 15 years, something. Yeah.
What? You know what I mean? Like, usually, like I said, people from Pasadena hate it, you know, after
he
a while.
Loved it. He had the same energy.
He was still in love. Like, he just moved there.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Like, he had the same energy we had.
And you remembered that. Like, I don't remember that conversation.
I remember that.
Said it. Now I remember that, you know?
Yeah. But I remember that. He's like, oh no, I've been here for 15 years. He had the same energy as us, and we don't live there, and we're like, this San Diego is beautiful. He had the same fucking energy.
Probably has a 3-year-old.
Why you say that?
Because sometimes talking to a 3-year-old reminds you of how you're supposed to look at the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the imagination? Do you remember that? Remember when we used to just make shit up?
Learn to be astronauts and shit?
Yeah, like you could, well, just imagine things, you know, go play. You would imagine things, just imaginary friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we can't do that now, it's corny. You know what I mean? Like, fuck being corny, fuck being cool.
Yeah.
Say how you feel.
That used to be a problem with me too, man. I used to think everyone. I used to be so critical, especially being black and having a majority of. I don't mean to make this a race podcast again, but being black and having like a majority of white friends, when I did get around black people, they would call me white. Then when I got around white people, I was always the butt of the joke because I was only black guy. So it's like I always tried to pander to whoever I was with instead of being myself. So when I was around black people, I would try to be extra. I would try to hide the way I usually talk and be extra, and not, it wouldn't be genuine, because you do change your language when you're around certain
subconsciously
around certain people, but it wasn't genuine.
Yeah.
And then when I was around white people, it wasn't genuine.
And it's tough to be.
I mean, I was a teenager growing, yeah. You know what I mean?
It's tough. Listen, it's really tough to just stand up as who the fuck you are.
Right.
It really is.
Even to this day, if you don't know me, and from the outside looking, you might be like, oh, he's Uncle Tom.
That's
you know
fine.
What I'm saying? And that's fine.
But
people that know me think that, like, Najee's too black.
Yeah.
He's black, you know, man. He's racist.
When people, you know? Say people, like, if I say some shit like I've been, like, I do,
right.
People will be like, you gotta watch what you say because people who don't know you don't know how to take it. And I go, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I don't.
Sometimes you should, though.
Maybe. But I'm broken. My give a fuck's broken.
God's working on all of us.
Yep.
Because Justin don't hold his tongue too much.
I don't give a fuck. And listen, it's like, I come from a good place. So if I say beat up your retard kid,
right.
I'm not serious.
Right.
I'm just not.
Right.
You know?
People don't get that humor. Some people
and
don't.
That's fine. Let's fight about it. I don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you want to punch me in the face, punch me in the face.
Sometimes you unapologetically is.
Yeah.
Unapologetically.
And it's tough to do sometimes, you know? It took a long time for me to do that.
Right.
You know? It takes... I'm proud of that now.
I told you
know?
About that, too. Like, I said, like, I'm tired of... Why are you in a relationship? I just don't feel like jumping through hoops right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't feel like jumping through hoops right now.
What's that mean?
Me being black and dating white girls, it's always been, like, this stigma of me... When I meet the parents, that I have to put on, like, this act to, like... And everyone does, you know, granted your skin color, but for me being black, it's like, I feel like I gotta do extra. Because the majority of people in Pasadena, they aren't around a lot of black people, so they have this thought in their head about what they are. So when you find out your daughter is dating a black guy, me being objective. Some people might be mad at me, but when you find out your daughter's dating a black guy, you're not thinking of, you think of Najee. They think
my daughter's credit score is fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They think of the thug. Yeah, they think of Chief Keef. You know what I mean? They just think of what's depicted. And it's kind of crazy that...
Fuck them.
Exactly.
I know that's easy for me to say.
Right.
And it's like you said, it's exhausting.
It's exhausting. Because I can't say fuck them. Because I have to meet your mom.
Nah, but I can say fuck them.
But at my age, I started saying fuck them.
Hey, and how beautiful is it? Doesn't that feel good?
Start saying fuck them.
It feels good.
Not anymore.
Get to know me.
Right.
Or don't. I don't care. I got my friends. I'd love to make more. I'd love to lose some. I don't care. Like, right. You know what I mean? I'm just going to be me. Take it or leave it. Eat a dick.
Yep. For sure.
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. You would think that we're cutting this podcast short, but it's actually 40. We did good. But we had shit to do. Actually, not shit to do. We're going to enjoy the fucking day.
We're not going to the right cabin.
We're going to enjoy the fucking day. We're going to go do some shit that we do every summer. But like I said in the beginning of the podcast, I appreciate the support.
Keep listening to the dumb shit coming out of our
faces. We're growing. We're planning to get some mics soon. We're going to put some money for get some mics. Maybe get some video recording.
Oh, yeah. We're too pretty to not be recording ourselves.
Yeah, you guys had to see the way Justin was sitting.
Or me eating a popsicle pouting.
Or Justin eating a popsicle pouting.
So, look, we're going to do videos because we don't have faces for radio, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Thank you for supporting.
Stay tuned, fuckers.
If you do support, I love when people give us critiques. So, critique us. Send me stuff. Post a podcast.
Give me a dollar.
Give me a fucking dollar. Hashtag Two Broke Boys.
Yeah. Whatever you do, spread love.
Spread love. We spread
just
love
like
to
we
you.
Would.
And we out. Peace.
Peace.
I feel like everybody says they do right now.
What's up?
Hi.
Oh, we're live, baby. What's up?
What is up?
Hey, shit, bro.
It's Justin Anderson.
It's Najee T. Cat? I need a new alias.
I know, I don't like mine either.
It's Friday morning.
Friday morning. We got the early morning podcast, AM podcast.
Yeah, wake your ass up podcast.
I talked Najee into quitting his job.
Yeah, some Fridays I work, some Fridays I don't. However I feel.
Mm.
Like that. I heard a spiritual song on the way over.
On the way here?
Yeah.
Like a Christian spiritual or like a spiritual?
Nah, it's by this kid. They're calling him like the Chris Brown of Illinois.
Illinois?
Yeah.
In Chicago?
No.
It's the only thing I can think of being in Illinois.
Nah,
what the fuck else is
it's
in Illinois?
It's like Southern Illinois. I'm gonna share it with you. Alright? You might have heard of this guy before.
You gonna play the whole song?
No, I'm not gonna play the whole song. I'm just gonna give you a little taste of it.
Okay.
Set me fire.
Don't get me wrong.
Chris Brown, Illinois, aka the Yoda Boy.
He's good.
He's like 10 years old or something. Yeah, he's got that fire.
You know who wrote this? Did you just kill the Yoda Boy?
I killed a fucking Yoda Boy.
You know who wrote that for him? Florida Georgia Line. Yeah. Yeah. He's good. I mean, he sounds like a child, but yeah. He's good.
I mean, he's got some problems already young in his life.
He didn't write that shit. Yeah. I was wondering that, too. I'm like, imagine when he gets his first dick suck. You know? Like, he ain't even gotten his dick sucked
yet. Once he gets
his
dick sucked, he's not
like that.
He ain't singing like that no
he's
more.
He's going to stop singing.
Shit's automatically going to get deeper. Automatically going to sound like DMX.
He's good. I've been listening to Chris Stapleton a lot.
I thought you were going to say, like, you did a deep dive.
DMX or that guy.
The Yoda Boy.
Nah, I wonder how old he is, though. We should look that up.
I think he's like 9 or 10.
Jamie, check that.
Because yesterday, I was talking to my roommate. I was like, because he said the same thing. He's like, man, what the fuck? Why is he singing about shit like that? I'm like, well, Justin Bieber was like 9 when fucking Baby came out.
Right.
He was like 15.
Same thing.
And then I looked up Chris Brown when like Run It and Yo came out, and he was like 14 or 15.
Damn, that young?
Yeah, so
I didn't know that Chris Brown got started so young. He's still like our age, right? He's young.
Yeah, I think he's 28.
And he's been in the game for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if you guys hear that noise. Nox is eating a zebra cake.
You guys know I don't eat that bullshit. You seen Chris Brown have a long post about Kanye?
No, what'd it say?
It's just
I'm always interested in
attacking him.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And that's kind of, you see a hypocrisy in that? Because Chris Brown is like kind of been in his, not necessarily in his shoes, but like at the point of scrutiny worse shoes, you know what I mean? Getting scrutinized by the media for him to hop on that bandwagon of attacking Kanye.
If it's his literal opinion, I'm cool, good for him. If he's hopping on a bandwagon, fuck him. You know? And I know what it probably looked like, according to your reaction.
I don't know.
It looked like he was hopping on a bandwagon.
If you guys don't know what's going on, Kanye, in the last couple of days, has been on this spiritual awakening.
He had a breakdown or a breakthrough, depending on how you want to look at
promo,
it.
Promo, press tour. He had like an hour and a half conversation with VJ, Charlamagne the God, and then he had
check out that interview if you haven't seen it.
He went to TMZ for some reason.
I suggest everyone watch that interview with Kanye West and Charlamagne the God. Did you watch the whole thing?
I listened to it. I didn't watch it. Yeah, I did. I mean, like
Try to look at it from an open standpoint.
I got a lot of like content, more than I needed it on that Kanye thing, because like that's the talk of every hip hop podcast
right.
This week.
Is it?
Yeah, so,
you probably know more about it than I do.
Well, yeah, they just broke it down a little bit more, and, like, I guess,
can we talk about one of the things he said?
Which one?
The slavery is a choice.
Yeah, he said that on TMZ after he said a lot of things on TMZ. Did you hear him say, like, he got lipo?
Yeah, and that broke my heart. He was really? Like, I got lipo because I didn't want y'all to call me fat. That broke my heart, man. It's just
but
like a
isn't
boy.
It weird how his energy changed in what room he was in?
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily I'm saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, they made a point of, like, one of the podcasts made a point to say, like, TMZ would probably be the worst place for him and his anxiety because there's so much going on.
Yeah, it's a bad choice.
And that's why his energy was way different than when he was sitting down with Charlamagne.
Yeah.
And he had those long, before he answered those questions, he
had about how intimidating that is.
Listening to it, you hear like the pause, and I'm like, is my phone fucking up? Because like Kanye would take a second to answer a question.
Actually, think about it. Good call. So in the interview, Kanye West was very poised. In the TMZ office, okay, so...
Rant Kanye.
It was Rant Kanye, and like he was, as I was just saying, for those of you who haven't seen, he was doing an interview with multiple people, so it was like two or three people that were interviewing him one-on-one. But in the background of this interview, there was all these people in their little cubicles doing TMZ work, you know, digging through fucking pictures of his family, probably, as they speak. And he addresses the entire room because he thinks
because he needs everyone. Yeah, exactly. And he just went on full rant mode, and then he.
And I don't think it was a bad rant. Everyone's like shitting on. Okay, so do you? So one of the things that he said that because I saw like he said a lot in that rant, and somebody else, another black man, responded to him, and they had a back and forth, and it was an interesting exchange. And a lot of people were shitting on him, and a lot of people were praising him. But one of the headlines I saw was. Kanye.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't you.
Kanye. Remember Kanye West Pasadena? I hope not.
But yeah, he said slavery is a choice. And that was the headline he kept getting. Slavery is a choice and somebody schooled him in history. I'm asking you out of curiosity, do you think slavery is a choice?
No.
I do. How was it not?
How was slavery not a choice?
Yes.
What do you mean? They got fucking captured and were in chains and shackles.
Yeah.
It was not a choice. They were taken against their will.
I know they were taken against their will, right?
Yeah.
So they go, all right, now I want you to tend the field. Yeah, I'm going to tell them to suck my dick.
And there's people that did. But it wasn't a choice.
That
it was
a choice.
It was a livelihood. They wanted to live. They didn't want to die.
So they had that choice and they chose to live.
Nah, it's not as simple as that.
I'm not saying it was simple.
But it's not, I'm saying it's not a choice though. It wasn't a choice.
I disagree. Yeah.
They were forced to do it.
Well, agree
to live. To live.
If someone comes in here and forces me to do anything, I can say no, kill me.
I understand what you're saying, but it wasn't that simple.
I didn't say it was simple. I said it was a choice.
Okay. I disagree.
So you don't think that's a choice?
No, and I think that's dangerous to say. I think that's a dangerous way to go about it.
How?
Just because, I mean.
And who does it put in danger? Who does it put in danger?
Just to reiterate that type of reasoning and thinking. Like, oh, it was a choice. Kind of I think that. No, because
so that way, next time someone tries to get enslaved, they don't.
Nah, I don't think so. It don't work like that.
That's cool. I'm glad that we disagree. You know?
Nah, I just think that.
I'm glad though. It helps me understand your point of view.
Yeah.
Can you go on with it? Like, explain more?
I just don't like that way of thinking. You're making it sound like everyone that was a slave was just a weak-minded person. That didn't, but there was always people that revolted. Nat Turner, Harry Tubman, there was always those people.
So they picked a different choice that they had.
Yeah, but they tried to help their people, but I mean, they didn't start off with that choice. I mean, there's always going to be outliers, but
the
act of slavery was not a choice. To stay enslaved, I guess you can say it was a choice, but they're trying to live. It was their form of livelihood.
Yeah, I'm not saying
not everyone's trying to die. Not everyone's trying to die. It's suicide. Do you want to live or do you want
to
die?
Yeah, it's a choice to me.
To you.
That's a choice.
But I think that saying that is a choice is putting it in lighthearted, making it seem like there's people that were making that choice to be enslaved were weak.
I didn't say that.
I know, but that's what it's making it sound like. Okay, and that's what people can run with. If that's a narrative, if that's what you're saying and that's what you're spreading, and that's the narrative they can run with.
Cool.
Now, I understand what Kanye was trying to say. He was trying to say, like you're saying, we've been enslaved for 4,000 years. I don't want it to happen another 4,000 years. But it's not about what you're trying to say. It's about what you say, especially when you're on that platform. That's why I appreciate when he was with Charlamagne, he would think out what he was
about. I was happy.
But when he's just saying it and when he's just spewing it out of his mouth quickly someone made another good point is Kanye, he's living it, When you say things like that, like it's you're saying it without like a sensitivity, like you're saying it and you're not really thinking of the consequences of your actions. You're not really thinking of like the revolt you're going to get from people. And sometimes that's needed, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes you really do got to think about what you say in order to make it digestible, because you will offend people when you just spew at the mouth and just mouth vomit.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that people get offended if I stand by what I say. And I stand by what he said. I'm so glad. The reason I'm so glad he said
I think there just should be tact in what you say.
I don't think that we should go overtly to offend people.
I agree.
And if,
but sometimes if you continue need to offend people.
No,
I disagree.
Sometimes, but if you continue to, if you offend somebody and they tell you why and they tell you how, listen, this is not a good way to do about it, and you keep doing it, then you're not trying to even make your point digestible.
He seemed pretty receptive, though. He seems pretty receptive.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And he changed his thoughts. And he, after that, he
said,
no. Does
he change his thoughts? I think he still thinks slavery is a choice.
No. After he went on Twitter and apologized and said, listen, I'm not saying that the chains and shackles were the choice. I know my people were taken against their will.
Yeah.
That's not a choice.
Well.
The act of slavery was not a choice. They were taken against their will. Being taken against your will. Now, like I said.
The actual slavery, the work. Whatever work they wanted me to do, I would have a choice in not doing it.
And there's people that revolted. There's always been people that revolted. But the people that didn't, when you're making it sound like it was a choice and a matter of yes or no, that's what I think of it. Choice is a matter of yes or no. Mentally, yeah, you could. It's but not everyone's trying to commit suicide.
Of course not.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I mean, I just think that those words.
It's not a good choice. It's not like you have a bunch of great options.
You can't just say yes or no. I just can't say yes or no. I just think that's offensive. It just goes down the line.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm super glad he said it because we had this great talk over here at my house the other day. Like a 2.5 hour conversation on whether a slave was a choice or not, you know?
How many black people are in the room?
One.
That's good that you had like that guy. You know what I mean?
I agree. He was the first person we asked.
We were talking
about it, and it was all out loud. He was pretty quiet, and we're like, hey, what do you think? And we talked about it, and everyone had a different opinion, but everyone respected each other's opinion, and it got even better when we disagreed. Because then you could explain, you know, it wasn't hostile, it wasn't aggressive. We're not attacking each other, we're trying to understand. Yeah. And then when you have a conversation, when you ask questions, to really try to understand and not attack and belittle, you can have a really dope conversation. But yeah, I can see how it could be offensive and brass sounding. Absolutely, I see that.
Yeah, I think that conversation has to have tact in it.
Yeah.
Because it's such a thin line of, you know, it's still to this day. You know what I mean? It's just like it's one of those things that it could go south real quick.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know your audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and him saying that, it kind of just, to a lot of people, belittled the movement. But the same way, if you're saying it's a choice and I can continue to address you and say, like, hey, that's not a good thing to say. I think they should have did that with Kanye, but no, they're, like, sending Crip members at him and getting online and calling him this and that.
Yeah, what was the beef
Kanye
with the
West.
What
it's
was
like,
the beef with
why,
the Crips? The beef with the Crips, what was that about?
Daz Dillinger just said, it's fucking green light of the Crips to attack Kanye. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, he wore the MAGA hat, he supports Trump. Every Crip
seems hard.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what? What are you doing? Like, that's where somebody was saying when you disagree like that, you attack the opinion, not the idea, not the person.
You
itself.
Attack the idea.
So I think it's corny that everyone's like, especially people that seem to.
I like that saying a lot. Attack
stand
the
next
idea,
to Kanye.
Not like the person.
People that stand next to Kanye, that's where you see the industry's fake. Because if my friend said some stupid shit, I would make fun of them for saying some stupid shit, but I wouldn't go about it how a lot of people are going about it. Just calling him a bitch and calling him out of his name and
right,
saying random, like saying, like, get him the fuck out of here. It's not even his opinion. He might have went up there acting like no one's ever made a mistake or no one's ever misspoke.
And
he's willing to listen. And after he said that and realized how offensive it is and stuff like that, he sat there and listened to what Van had to say.
Yeah, he
and
was
they
very
had a
receptive.
They had a discourse.
Van wasn't as receptive.
Yeah, they had a
in my opinion.
They had a healthy discourse, and I think that's how you go about it. You don't just write him off, like especially if he's donating all this money to Chicago and doing all this shit for the community.
And his intention is pure.
Right.
He's talking about this shit for a reason.
Right. He's not coming. He's not going.
He's not bringing back slavery. He's not. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? You're saying if anybody ever tries to bring back that shit, you have a choice. And I think that's a beautiful message.
Right.
The opposite of dangerous.
Him and Van.
Suck my dick. That's what I would tell him.
No. Him and Van have the same end goal.
Yeah.
It's just getting.
They're fighting
just
the same
getting
point.
There. Yeah. It's just
so
getting
bizarre.
There. It is. His idea, but I get what he was trying to say. Like, listen, that should happen to us. you know,
let's not ever let it happen again. Let's
never let it happen again. But but when he's applying it to like fashion and shit like that, like rich nigga problems, we're not trying to hear that shit either.
Okay, I get that.
You know what I mean?
But at the same time, you can be rich and still have fucking racism, obviously.
Huh?
You can still be rich and deal with racism, obviously.
Right.
But it ain't the same.
Right. Well, I mean, you got to make it relatable sometimes. Right, right. You know, say when you're like bringing up all these fucking designers and shit that no one really gives a fuck about, and you're comparing. A lot of people have a problem with Kanye, and they say he's trying to get acceptance. He's been trying to get acceptance from white people his whole career.
He was, and now I think he's not finally.
And
that's how
every time he talks about people that he wants to be compared to, he's always. He always brings up the white guys, the big
probably
white guys.
Because the big white designers are the only ones who got the credit they
but
deserve.
But he doesn't bring up just designers. He brings up like Ford and fucking
Tesla and the huge innovators.
Walt Disney. I know, yeah. But I'm saying that's what people are saying. Like you always just bring up the
big white guys. I don't think always. I feel like I hear him talk about black people a lot. You know, like black stars and shit.
Not as recent.
Maybe he's always maybe talking. I don't know. I don't watch him a lot.
Yeah, I mean, for a while he's been.
I think it's a great.
He talks about designers and shit from overseas that we don't. He knows we don't know, but it's weird.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He forgets that.
But I'm all about attacking the idea, not the person. Sometimes. But it's a nuance in that too, because sometimes there's got to be both. Like I said,
sometimes you got to smack them.
Sometimes some people get smacked.
Attack the idea and the person.
If you're attacking that, if you're been attacking the idea with this person telling them they're wrong for fucking all your life, then eventually it's the person that needs to be attacked. You
and
know?
There's
the person that
thing.
Shit that you got to write off. And when I say attack, I don't mean punch in the face, but sometimes you just got to say fuck that guy.
Yeah, and like you said, like we had said before about Kanye, people calling him out of his name and all he did was say some ideals. He didn't call anybody else in names, and now you're going to call him a bitch and a faggot and a coon and Uncle Tom and all.
Like
you
I said,
can't do that.
The end game is
you're attacking the person.
Right. And if he's getting off course to get to, if he's taking the wrong way to get to the end of the road that
help
you're
him.
Trying to reach, yeah, swear him back in the right
talk
way.
Talk him kindly.
Just don't give him a flat.
Because then he's never going to be receptive, you know? Yeah. How you going to change somebody's mind out of like hatred or malice or anything bad?
Yeah, shit's crazy. Did you hear about what the Starbucks kids did?
What is the Starbucks kids?
You know what I'm talking about? The kids that got kicked out of Starbucks.
Black guys?
So, yeah. Did you hear about what happened with them?
No.
They settled with Starbucks. They took a dollar each as long as Starbucks gave $200,000 to a youth entrepreneur program.
Cool.
That's fucking dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, for them to be that forward thinking.
That's real dope. Like,
and
the dopest ever.
I also want to say that they're a lot better than me.
<That's>
they are a lot better than me because I would have got paid. They would have had to cash me out. They would have had to give me $200,000 and maybe give a dollar to young entrepreneurs.
Right.
Yeah, but that shit, I think...
I need to do something to get money. I'm about to start a GoFundMe. You know what I was thinking? I was going to do a GoFundMe for an ayahuasca trip to go do ayahuasca. Because I know that people would pay for that. Because people want to know that experience but don't want to do it.
Right.
I'll do an ayahuasca trip. Ayahuasca is a brew that you drink and it makes you have the strongest hallucinogenic trip ever.
Jesus,
for like 8 hours.
When
you got to go to the Peruvian jungle for it. If you guys want to pay me a dollar each, I'll do it.
When I walked into Total Nutrition yesterday, the guy was behind the counter. I don't know if he's talking to his girlfriend or coworker or whatever. But he was telling her about DMT.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, he was talking about DMT and how life-changing shit it is. And I mean, I don't think he's ever taken it, but he was saying how it changes people's lives and shit.
It does. DMT is an incredible dimethyltryptamine, for those who don't know.
And I was saying, yeah, I got a similar friend that had an awakening, and he hangs out on his roof and shit all the time.
Dude, I'd like to meet him.
So... Yeah,
did you really speak up and talk to him?
Yep, cool. I did. Well, I had to talk to him to get myself.
No, I know, but I mean...
But I chimed in.
Cool.
I chimed in.
And that's a cool thing to be able to chime in. Because a lot of people don't know what the fuck DMT is.
Right. Because his wife was looking at... Wife. I keep saying... They could just be coworkers. I don't know why I assume that they're...
I get it.
But anyway...
It's what you learned all your life.
They were just looking... Like, she was looking at him while he was trying to talk to him. She was like, what? Why? No, and he was, because, I mean, when you, the perception of drugs is like, when you're taking drugs.
Reagan fucked drugs up
yeah,
everybody.
The perception of drugs is like,
dude, listen,
all it does is hinder you, you know
listen
what I mean?
To this, this is real quick. I was at the job, like, I was at doing the job the other day with this guy, and he was an older drywall guy, an old white guy, and he was talking about marijuana and how he didn't smoke it, and he didn't believe in it, and he thinks it's horrible, yada, yada, and this motherfucker, dead serious, like, stopped his work, like, took his mask, drywall mask, all those things, he's like, you know, I'll never forget this. So when I was younger, they were giving out little pamphlets about Bonnie and Clyde. You know that couple who ran around and killed all the people? I'm like, yeah. He's like, on the back of that, it talked about the dangers of marijuana smoke. And I'm like, okay.
What's the correlation?
Okay. And he goes, I guarantee you they wouldn't have been out killing people if they weren't lifelong pot smokers. He really said that when believed it in his whole heart. And I literally said to him, I go, man, Reagan fucked you all up. The war on drugs has ruined you.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that bizarre? I'm not saying that everyone should smoke pot. I'm not, you know, but Jesus
you know
Christ.
What, you know what? The propaganda that started it, right?
What's the black people thing?
Black people and Mexicans.
It? Because they want to, yeah, what they is it, the hemp? Yeah. The hemp.
Yeah, the hemp.
They
so, could,
hemp was going to replace paper with hemp.
Yeah, so the guy with the paper industry started propaganda and
started using his paper called, that he was already printing to print up bullshit stories
right,
about.
And started calling cannabis, that's where the marijuana term came from. Him. It was, they called it the crazy drug that black people and Mexican people smoke to rape white women.
Yeah.
So that's where like,
I didn't get some of that weed.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, baby, you sit this one out.
I sit that one out. But yeah, they called it the crazy drug.
I've smoked weed like a lot of times, and I've only raped like 3 people. So like, it's not like it's every time you do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this weekend, one of my friends ate an edible and was stuck.
A marijuana edible?
Yeah, they were so stuck, and they kept looking at me, asking me how long it lasts. I've done it before. I was like, at least 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, you were probably fucking with that poor soul.
Oh, yeah. At least 24 hours. You'll be fine after that, then. Yeah, jaw just dropped.
And that's the best part. Like, seeing someone go through an experience with a plant medicine.
Anything.
Anything that you've already been through and already know is going to be okay. You're not. It's so much better. Right. You're not nearly as concerned. It's almost like you're the shaman.
That's why
you're like a shaman.
That's why I don't want to take like anything like acid or anything like that.
Why?
Because it feels like it's never over. I heard.
I mean, it feels like that, but
like
you
somebody
know.
Somebody told me a story.
You're strong enough to know.
Someone told me a story that.
They're weak, whoever you just told this story.
Okay, probably, but it scared me enough because now I'm weak.
Good.
So they had an acid trip and they're having a good ass time, and they wanted it to be over, so they went. They just thought, all right, I'll sleep it off. So they like went to sleep and woke up.
Good luck.
And walked, and like they thought everything was fine. And walked in the kitchen, it was just a lion in there. I'm not trying to fuck with that.
See, I've done a lot of acid. I've never seen a lion, and if I did, it was like a lion made out of love.
Everybody,
and I was going to ride on into the sunset.
Everyone's brain's different.
Very true. But you would think that's mine being the way mine is, there'd be like dead toddlers all over my kitchen, but there's not. So, like, I think we're safe. If my crazy-ass brain can keep from having some shit go down, I think y'all are good. But I'm not advocating the use of drugs. I would never actually take them. This is all hypothetically speaking, and this is all for satire.
Right.
If the feds is watching.
Nah, I'm not trying to see no lines or nothing like that. And you just say, I'm not trying to run around Pasadena naked. Being black and is problematic already. Like, I walk in a grocery store, I'm the only black person there. Imagine if that...
If you're naked, chasing
one of the only interactions you have with black people, and it's just me naked running in the poultry aisle.
Because then you would ruin your stereotype.
I would enforce it like, well, would I ruin it?
Because you got a small dick. That's stereotype.
Oh, yeah. Very underwhelming. It's hard to live up to.
Underwhelming. Being a black guy, it's tough. You got big shoes to fill. You got big boxers to fill.
Literally, like, I have big shoes.
You got to have big shoes,
gotta
big boxers. Got to
be good at basketball.
Got to be able to freestyle. Got to be able to dunk.
Yep. Got to know every new music that's coming out every Friday.
Especially for any hip-hop. You got to know.
I'm the fucking questionnaire when it comes to Ebonics. What's this word mean? Sometimes I don't know. Get nervous. I do my cool.
They're going to take my black card.
Yep. Sometimes I just make it up. And you guys never know.
Yeah.
Now you're probably thinking, like, how many words are Najee just made up?
I knew bougie wasn't a hot sauce. Lying to us, Najee.
Did you hear what's going on with the Boy and Girl Scouts?
Go and tell me. I've heard something. I've seen some shit.
Yeah, a lot of people are up in arms.
What does that mean, up in arms?
I don't know. I just said it. I don't even know what it means.
No, I know we all use shit we don't know. But, more than one way to skin a cat. Like, why do you know so many ways?
The proof is in the pudding.
Don't put the proof on the table. Now it's got pudding all over the proof. We can't even read the fucking proof, guys.
But apparently the Boy Scouts are X'ing their name and just being the Scouts.
Okay.
And people are upset about it.
That they're not going to be called Boy Scouts? Is anything changing about the actual Boy Scouts?
No, just the name? They're just adding, they're just allowing that the girls are now allowed.
So there will be no Girl Scouts and no Boy Scouts. There will just be one group called the Scouts.
Well, you're getting ahead of yourself. The Boy Scouts are getting rid of the Boy Scouts.
And the girls are standing strong?
The Girl Scouts are going to say the Girl Scouts.
So the Boy Scouts are like, we're cool with gender fluidity.
Right.
And the Girl Scouts are like, fuck that, girl power, back the fuck
and
up.
And where we are in society, everyone's just like, oh, yeah, Boy Scouts, get out of here. It should just be Boy Scouts. And then we're like, well, the Girl Scouts, no, they're not doing it. What? And my point is like, okay, I get what you're trying to say. You're like, well, there's probably some girls that would be interested in what the Boy Scouts do. And I agree. And it's probably pretty similar. But why can't you have the Boy Scouts, multi-gendered, just the Scouts, and then the Girl Scouts?
Yeah.
Because there's going to be some girls that don't want to do both.
And then also have the Boy Scouts. Right. Have a co-ed one and this thing, and the boys and girls.
Just add another easy one. Stop eliminating options and forcing people into something where you can Boy just Scout? Add more. I
would. You were?
I'm pretty sure I was.
I think my sister was eating a brownie.
What do you mean?
A brownie was one of those girls, like the little Girl Scout girls' names. And they're called brownies.
I didn't get it when you told me earlier.
Yeah. Mm. Brownie. Like, what kind of brownie?
A Girl Scout's called a brownie. Yeah. A Girl Scout, aka a brownie.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't.
Maybe they're black Girl Scouts.
I'm sure not. A lot of people that listen to us.
I wish we probably wouldn't explain it.
Do that. The black Girl Scouts.
So you were.
A lot of times I listen back on the podcast and I'll pick up on something small you said that was funny that I didn't hear.
Yeah, I'll sneak it in. Same with you.
Yeah.
The other day you said, and I didn't even notice this, but someone's like, hey, I listen to the podcast. I'm like, oh, cool, man. Really appreciate that support. Blah, 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 woo, woo. He's like, if you ever let Nadia get away with saying Malaysia instead of malaria again. I'm like, obviously, I didn't even notice it, you know?
Nope. I didn't notice it.
Is there a difference?
No.
I mean, I've never been to Malaria and I've never got Malaysia, but if I were to do either, I think I'd figure it out.
My buddy Josh Green texted me and said that he listens to it.
Shout out to the support. Anyone who listens, we appreciate it.
He was at work, you know, doing inventory and shit. And I told him, I was like, a lot of stories I tell on the podcast, like, you were there for me. He's been there for a lot of shit I was telling on the podcast. Even the story where I was trying to help my friend out and took random drugs on a weekday. So, shout out to Josh Green. I do random shout outs every episode.
No, I just love putting people's full names out in the world.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. You know how many Josh Greens there are?
Listen, once we become super rich and famous in like a week, and this podcast is published all around the nation and the world, people in China are going to be knowing everybody's name.
That's cool. Yeah, that's fine with me. But listen.
I'm listening.
Speaking of.
Of China?
We're hot out here.
Huh?
Have you seen, like, our views?
Uh-uh. They got good? They got better?
I just love that, seeing that people, like, backtrack. Like, it's cool to see, like, someone clicked on their new podcast, but then to see, like, the other ones.
It was enough of them. It was good enough to make them listen, at least. It was enough, whatever they heard the first time, to want to go back and go, how was this one?
Well, someone said, someone messaged me and said,
but I haven't been looking.
They screenshotted and said, yeah, because the numbers really don't... I look at the numbers just to see where we are. Somebody has to.
It's a good way to track. Yeah,
but I kind of like not looking at it. I try not to get too involved in them.
Don't let them affect you so much. We're going to sit down here and talk either way.
Right, right.
That's my thing. Like, whatever y'all do, y'all do. We're going to be doing this every time. If you want to listen, we're going to be here.
Right, exactly. So I try not to affect them, but just to know where we are, just so I know, like, all right, so maybe important. I need to do something else to get this.
Yeah, we like to see what people like
the
most.
Because the content is good, and I know the content is good. It's just getting people to... It's just getting people to listen to one episode. Give it 10 minutes.
And honestly, guys...
Because you're going to get sucked in. And you're going to binge.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's how confident I am. You know what I mean?
And honestly, and we really appreciate honest feedback.
Right.
I mean that. Like,
well, someone messaged me and said...
Anything y'all have to say, if you say, this is my favorite episode, we'd like to hear that. And why? If this is your least favorite, tell us, and why. You know, I really appreciate that. If I have way too much energy, and I'm bursting at my seams and screaming into the phone, and you can't understand me, tell me that. I think Nazi just tried to shoot me.
Yeah, so, your phone does shit a lot better than mine.
Thanks, buddy. You know? Android gang for life.
That's one thing I can say, that every time I record, I get a phone call, this shit cuts off.
I'm getting a phone call right now. I record this on my phone, and then my phone's just
like, all right. Like, hey, bro, if you want to do this, you want to keep doing what you're doing?
I just put it on silent.
That's cool. Damn, my phone just fucking fucks the whole thing up. Pauses and does all that extra shit. I'm now mad. But what I'm saying is someone messaged me and was like, yeah, you like, I listened because I heard all the hype around it, and I'm going to say you guys listen. You guys, like, live up to the hype.
To the hype.
So that was, like, tight to hear. Like, you went into it with an expectation, and we filled that expectation.
Fire. Oh, my.
So. I fuck with that.
Let them know what I'm doing. You can come over whenever. Yeah, I fuck with that, too. And people who listen, let us know. Let us know what you feel.
Yeah, we need that feedback. But I already know we boys.
We are those boys, unlike the scouts.
Unlike the fucking scouts. And I was just saying that you can't have it's going on with a lot, but you can't have like an inclusiveness and make it sound exclusive. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't have like, oh yeah, we the girls and boys group is eliminated because we think girls should be allowed, but we're still gonna have the girls group. You can't say it's for equality.
This is straight hypocritical.
Yeah. It's just you see that hypocrisy.
But at that point, at the same time, I'm like, I don't care.
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. Someone's going to say, see, you don't have kids.
Well, the thing that they're trying to say is like, oh, well, they're trying to say that gender is a social construct. You know, that whole thing that they do?
Yeah.
Where they're saying, like, the only reason guys don't like pink at a young age is because we tell them at a young age that guys don't like pink. And it's always a fight between science and maybe memes throughout culture. And when I say memes, I don't mean like what you see online right now. I mean like memes in the sense of like things that
ideas
that are adopted ideas and carried
that
on.
They get pushed in
on a big scale, like that color is blue, so we can call it blue our life. If someone at a young age told you that it was green, that's just the color you think it is. That's why a lot of people say colors are so
subjective. Did you ever hear that?
Or your name.
Anything.
On like a small scale, your name is Justin, but if you moved to a different state and told everyone your name was Tim, you'd just be Tim.
Yeah, all your name is a noise that people make with their face that gets your attention.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all a name is.
Right.
But have you ever heard of the, which is a weird way to think about it. Like, this is a noise I like hearing. But, what was I even talking about? Oh, the chimpanzees. You know that, like, baby chimpanzees or, like, male young chimpanzees will go after the toy car more often than the female chimpanzee, and they'll go after the baby doll?
Yeah.
That can't it's be just, a social construct.
Right.
You know?
A lot of the shit is
science. They're more industrious men are, on average, according to polls and studies and shit. I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, we don't... I'm not going to say I'm an expert, but there's just...
I will.
There's just certain...
I'm not, but I'll say it.
There's just certain things that guys do... Men do, like, the way that they think and move that I think is more of a scientific that dates back to us being hunters.
Like pissing in the shower. I mean, we've been doing that for forever. Yeah. Like, girls do that too, though.
I think so.
Yeah.
But girls don't talk about it as much.
That's the thing. Girls won't talk about it, but all... They say there's two kinds of people in this world. People who pee in the shower and goddamn motherfucking liars.
What do you think girls... Other things girls do?
Shit in the shower.
Ew.
Yeah. What? They're savage.
I don't think men do that either.
I mean, I don't. But I'm not every man.
I'm pretty sure it's not normal to shit in the shower.
I didn't say it was normal, Najee.
I was just trying to get out. We need a female on the podcast that will tell us the secrets of a female life that we wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Like, I just found out about Summer's Eve like 2 summers ago.
Was that the pussy spray?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's the pussy spray.
Nah, what is it, bro?
Yeah, it's pussy spray. Okay, it's like pussy perfume.
Yeah.
it's like pussy axe.
Right?
You know? Because you're like, it doesn't really, it's not like, it's not going to like keep it clean 24 hours, but like if you're in a situation.
It's a band-aid, not a fix.
I mean, they should, it's exactly. And now that I know about it.
What is that really dope
commercials I think that big barriers like Fed Hill and Canton, they should have a Summer's Eve like setup
on deck
at 2 a.m.
right, like a dispenser, but, right, yeah, next to an upside down blow dryer,
or even in the girl's hide it. You can put it in a girl's bathroom. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like last call, you go in, you know you're about to leave with this one night stand. You just spray yourself up real nice. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, because, I mean, after dancing all night, this shit's probably woof.
Yeah, it's like, it's hard to be.
Especially if you're wearing leggings. All that shit's staying up in there. And then at the end of the night, some guys like that must, though.
Some guys like that must.
Some guys like that little musty must.
And, like, it's not a guys or girls or anybody going down on anybody, do not be offended to say, like, nah. It's okay to say no.
Is it?
Yeah, bro. Listen, if you go down there and some shit ain't right, you gotta just...
To who, though? Like, okay, like, define, like who you're talking to.
I don't
to.
Give a fuck.
The audience doesn't matter?
Not if I'm about to put my mouth on their pussy, though. They go, you're my true dog. Well,
yeah, but you don't have necessarily have to say no. You can say, I don't do that. Or like
okay,
that.
Well, that's
I
fine.
I say overtly just being like, nah, your shit stinks. I feel like that's a mood killer.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. But you know what else is a mood killer? A stinky pussy. So it's like, yeah, okay, the bitch killed, right? Same thing. And I'd rather a girl that's about to go down on me be like, man, you gotta go get in the shower. I'd be like, alright, come get in. Let's go get in the shower. You're right. I probably should have checked myself. That's another thing. Be courteous. If you know you've been in brass rail until last call, up on that little 6-inch stage, and you've been getting into all the songs, wearing leggings.
But you're
and
drinking. You don't think rationally when you're drinking.
Yeah, maybe people stop drinking so fucking
and which makes me bring on my hot take of the week.
Oh, I'm excited.
My hot take of the week.
Good segue.
Is that alcohol is given to us by the government, and it's a serum that turns us back into babies. Think about it.
The more I thought you said think about it like I wasn't.
The more alcohol, I've got to talk to
her. Well, now that I'm thinking about it.
I've got to talk to her. The more alcohol you drink, the more like a baby you are. You first, you start slurring your words, you forget how to speak. All right? That's the first step. Maybe not the first step. The steps are, you can put them in whatever order you want.
Okay.
Then, you start losing your balance, you forget how to walk.
Okay. It's
similar to a toddler, right?
Similar.
Goo goo gaga. Then, you just want to lay down, you just need a nap. Grown-ups don't take naps like that. You just need a nap. Sometimes, you'll drool before the nap.
Okay, here's my question. My first question immediately with any conspiracy theory or ideal is why?
Why what?
Why does the government want to make us toddlers that are eight times the weight of a normal toddler that will fuck some shit up?
Let me finish.
Okay.
It's population control. So, what happens is you start making, it's not only population control, but it's about money too. Because they're big babies.
Wait a minute. The government would never do something for money, Najee. Stop lying to the people.
Where was that? Drooling?
Who knows? You sound dumb now because you said it was for money.
Drooling? All right. That's how you get... And then your decision making. I mean, that's probably one of the first things that happened. But decision making is off. You know what I mean? You know how they say common sense isn't so common until you learn?
There's no such thing as common sense anymore.
You don't know the stove is hot. You don't know a hot stove can burn you until you hear burned by a hot stove. You forget about all that shit. That's why you motherfuckers be lighting yourself on fire and jumping out of fucking four-story windows in the bushes and shit. And then you get behind a wheel of a car and then boom, DUI, take all your money. Mm. But slowly, you start turning, your brain's going into infant mode. And you start hitting people for no reason. You're throwing temper tantrums that you shouldn't be throwing temper tantrums.
I mean, yeah, I definitely get crying. The baby correlation.
You start crying and shit. Listen, you turn into a fucking baby until the point where you're an unborn baby. If you drink enough alcohol...
You climb into a girl's pussy?
You climb into a girl's pussy.
You do a reverse.
Boom. You have to. You feel like that's the end goal. And if you don't get to that end goal...
That's not where you're going with that, was it?
It is now.
It's
the beauty of it.
I'm glad we got to collaborate on that.
Listen, and then if you keep going, your brain literally starts to die. And that's from the alcohol poisoning. And then you have to be born again. So then when you're alcohol poisoned, you come back. You're like slowly coming back, and it's only getting all those functions as a grown man again. That's where the hangover is. You know what I mean? That's what a hangover is. But sometimes you don't get the hangover. Sometimes the alcohol poison kills you. You know why? You went too far back into being a baby to the point where you weren't even conceived.
But then you get to live on.
Nah, yeah, another life. As another baby? Oh my god! Yo! Yo! It's a cycle.
So DUIs, since you brought up DUIs, okay, how do you feel about this? Here's a hot take, because I want to give you one of mine, because I like that one. So, me and you, and we are at the same party, right? We drink the exact same amount of booze. We leave that party. You hop in your car, I'll hop in my car. You leave to go home, I leave to go home. We both live exactly 5 minutes away. You go left, I go right. 3 minutes in, for each of us, we both fall asleep at the wheel. We both get in a car accident. Because we were drunk, fell asleep.
Right.
Car I hit had a three-year-old in it. Died. Car you hit was empty. I'm going to go to prison for much, much longer than you. I think that's bullshit. And I know that's a hot take. And people are going to go, but there's someone dead. Right. We did the exact same crime. We did the exact same crime. And here's the thing. I'm not saying that I should get off just because you got off. Maybe you should get on because I got on.
Right.
Whatever it is, the penalty should be the same. We did the same thing. And then you can have to...
Unfortunately, variables matter.
Yeah, but variables of outcome don't. Consequence. That's what...
Yes, it does.
To me, it doesn't. Not for the crime.
To you, it doesn't.
Not for the punishment, no.
So, you should be... If I punch a woman in the face, and I punch a man in the face, no matter what, it should be the same.
It's not the same victim, but you punch someone in the face, yeah.
So it should be fine.
It should be the same charge, yes.
I punch a human, it should be the same charge. Yeah. It shouldn't be anything like domestic violence versus assault.
If you had an intimate relationship with the person, boy or girl, it would be domestic.
So if I punch a 13-year-old in the face and I punch a 19-year-old in the face, same charge.
No, one's child abuse, one you're hitting a child.
But you just killed a child.
Yeah, but you purposely hit that child.
But they're both humans. They're both male.
That's a stretch. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Variables matter.
No. Variables do matter, yes. In this situation, the people did the exact same thing.
You killed a human.
They did the exact same crime.
But one killed a human, one didn't.
I know.
That's a variable.
But they didn't need to. He didn't. To me, it doesn't.
I understand what you're saying.
But I understand what you're saying.
You know? Unfortunately, yeah, I know. I get where you're coming from. And listen, I'm not saying that you're right or wrong.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, of course, that's how we do this.
I'm not even saying I agree with what I'm saying. I'm just saying right. It's good to think about.
Right.
It's a neat thing to think about. If I walk up and some guy, something, I don't know, I should be a lawyer. We need a lawyer on here. But if I close my eyes and pull a trigger once to a gun, and like almost like in fear, but I'm doing it to shoot at a person, and I shoot once and I run away, and that person hits the person in the head and they die, and you walk up to that motherfucker, a different motherfucker, no mask, no fear, right up to his face and hold the gun to his fucking lips, call him a pussy, and pull the trigger 18 times in his mouth, and he lives, I'll probably end up doing more time than you because my guy happened to die. And that's bullshit to me. Maybe not in that extreme example, but you know what I'm saying? I just think if people are doing the same exact crime, how can you punish them differently?
Like I said, unfortunately...
the outcome matters.
The outcome, variables matter.
Variables, yes.
There's little variables, they matter. If a human life versus a non-human life. You know what I mean? Those come into play, and you got the compassion of the courtroom.
Yeah, and I guess...
Human compassion.
Because I feel like if somebody... Because I've had a DUI where I was involved in an
accident.
That's
why the judicial system is so fucked up at some points, and some points it's not. It's weird. It's like sometimes compassion plays an issue. That's why OJ went away for so long for what he did. Because when he just got sentenced for stealing it back his memorabilia and that robbery, that shit was about when he murdered fucking,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you see people like Casey Anthony get off because it's not about what you did, it's about what you could prove was done. It's like, as a judge, I couldn't just sit there and, like, in my heart of hearts, know that she did it, but the facts don't add up for me, legally, to throw her in jail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I just feel like if I had a kid, and I'm not a parent, but I've had a DUI where I wrecked, and I didn't kill anybody, luckily, but if somebody was in that car and I killed somebody...
Your life would be way different.
My life would be way different, and obviously everyone else's would be, too. And I would have taken a life. Now, having said that, if I was the father of that kid and I went to court for my sentencing, I would tell the judge, I don't want you to throw this man in prison.
Right.
He didn't mean to do that.
I'm not happy with
the fucking dumb, drunk, asshole, piece of shit thing he decided to do.
Right.
Because he knew the consequences of getting behind the wheel drunk, but I've done it. You know?
Right.
Be honest, father. Most fathers have. Most people have. If you drink, you probably drank and drove.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying it's the same guy who's got 7 DUIs in a month. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's killed 6 kids that month. Oh, it was a mistake. He didn't mean to kill anyone. Yeah, but come on.
Right.
So there is definitely a line. And then I guess you could say the consequence matters because just doing the same thing, yeah, that's a stretch, I guess. Because I'm thinking, like, if you ride down to the end of the street, you're doing the same thing as me if I ride down to the end of the street. But if I ride down to the end of the street and hit a kid on the fucking road, well, I guess we didn't do the same thing now.
Yeah, because you drove on the sidewalk.
Yeah, and you hit, and I hit someone. You didn't. We both hit a car in the first scenario.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just a hot take. Also, separate, non sequitur hot take, I don't think we should have handicap spaces.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why?
You knew that? You know that about me?
You've said that. You've voiced that before.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? I just don't remember why. I really don't. It's not for the sake of podcast.
Cool. I mean, either way, I just don't think that handicap spaces should be a thing.
Explain.
I mean, why would they?
Because they need to be up front because sometimes they don't have legs.
So then they're going to have to wait longer to get up front. Wait for a spot. Your life's not going to be as easy as mine. I have both my legs.
I think it's hard
out here.
I understand, but I feel like...
I'm not saying they're not allowed to park in the parking lot. Just wait your fucking turn.
I feel like we have legs, so we're more privileged than the person that was born without any.
Which is why I would park in the back.
Huh?
Which is why I would choose to park in the back, but don't force it on me.
I mean,
you get what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, you do. I'm not saying you agree with it. I get what you're saying,
but that's not how it works, or there wouldn't be handicap spots. If everyone thought like you, but everyone doesn't think like you, so that's why they had to put the handicap spots.
They had to have a rule for dickheads. I get that. Exactly. Like, we need, okay, it sounds like
it's great still, and it's still abuse to this day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How many times have you, I mean, even me, I'm going to use a handicap bathroom stall because that bitch is spacious.
Yeah.
It's always filled with toilet paper.
If you don't, you want to use it. Yeah, something's wrong.
And then you're always saying, what the odds?
The wheels rolling up underneath the door.
But when that happens,
I'm pretending I'm full retard as I walk out. I'm going to rub some shit on myself. I'm going to make it like,
right.
This person's going to be mad until they
and
see
it. And then how many times has he seen that? The guy
watch that guy. He just got in the thing so he could use the handicap. Yeah. He's not even handicapped, and then he feels like an asshole.
Motherfuckers would do anything to get over. You know what I watched today?
Tell me.
That pissed me off a little bit.
Straight.
I don't know. It was this guy. He was in grocery store line, and he was buying stuff with his WIC card. And the woman behind her was just giving him shit, cussing him out because she had to wait for him to like. Use his card and like she was just cursing him out. And
what an angry person that must be.
Miserable.
Miserable.
And he just turned around. He's like, I'm doing all I can for my family. He's like, I work 56 hours a week.
Who cares if he works none? It's none of her fucking business.
But she was like, I just think it's bullshit that I have to wait in this line and wait for you and I'm paying for your groceries basically.
Okay, so go write a letter to somebody.
What
you want me to do about it, you dumb cunt?
That's what he literally said. He wasn't taxed at all. He's like, listen, I don't know what your problem is. He's like, but you're complaining. He walks up to her. He like stands over and looks around. Look how many people care. No one gives a fuck. He was like kind of cursing around, and the people in the comments like he could have just told her have a blessed day. He could have, but he also could have just told her to fuck off like he did.
Yeah, I mean it's up to him.
He started to explain himself, and then he realized he's like, you could just see him like he was explaining himself. And he was like, why am I explaining myself to you? And she was just like, yeah. Yeah, maybe you should. She was like, man, maybe you should go vote for Bernie and Hillary because I know that's who you are. He's like, you don't fucking know me. It's like, why are we having this discourse in the line?
Because
you have to wait an extra 5 minutes.
Because of the bipartisan ways and the fact that everything's squatted up. You're either left or right or blue or red.
Tribalism.
Or cunty.
Tribalism. Pick a side.
You're all cunts, guys. Newsflash, you're all stupid cunts.
But like you said, how miserable is that person's life?
They gotta be miserable, man. Anytime I see someone who's like real, real mean all the time at work, I just think, man, they must get home and just kick their dog, kick their wife. Like, I don't know, because I feel like if I'm truly happy, man, nothing that works bothering me.
I always say that bitch.
So,
But seriously, like, when you see people like that are always complaining or always act like the world's out to get them, like, stay the fuck away from me. I don't want to be around that kind of person.
Well, you have to protect your energy, man. That's a really real thing. You only have 24 hours in the day. Decide on how you're going to spend them wisely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I only have 24 hours in the day and I spend a half hour wasting it on some cunt at the grocery store because she's mad about my car, there's a half hour of happiness I just stole from my fucking self.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I agree with every single thing that came out of Kanye's mouth. I'm not saying I agree with any of it. I'm just talking about that one blurb. Is slavery a choice? I believe at its base level, yes. And that's all I'm agreeing to.
I disagree.
Dope. So, that is us disagreeing in this week's episode of... What are we going to call this? Who cares? We'll figure it out. All right, want to say anything else? You want to get off here? What are you doing today, this weekend? Oh, I'm going on my hike tomorrow. Fire.
This weekend.
Guys, if I don't die, I can't wait to come back.
Cinco de Mayo, I'm going to drink some tequila. Actually, I want to record today because... I just want to have my afternoon free.
Good.
You know what I mean?
I like it.
You know, I just want to have it free. I just not.
Speaking of DUIs, I got a DUI. One of my second DUI I got on Cinco de Mayo.
We know why your opinion's so strong about
that. Yeah, they'll fuck you up. We got it was Cinco de Mayo, and we had a keg of Landshark that we were just tugging the parties with.
Oh, my God.
Bringing it in.
I was talking to someone the other day about, like, what we used to drink when we were younger.
Yikes.
Like, cooking alcohol. Like, just grab the Ricola.
Anything.
It says do not consume. Just throw some purple drink and it will be fine.
You run a car.
We're 18, we'll live.
Yeah.
It's fucking, we did this, some stupid shit. Like,
yeah, our poor body.
Jungle juice. Four Loko. Beer.
Ricola.
Vodka. Ricola at that. Any type
yeah,
of vodka.
Not just vodka.
Not just vodka. Ricola. Just pour it all in a juice keg and we'll just dip our cups in it and we're fine. Germs don't matter and like alcohol poison and all that. And we wonder why we made some of the dumbest decisions of our life when we were, because we were babies. The serum
we
made a martini baby serum and we drank it and the government loved it.
The fucking government
threw up everywhere like babies. I forgot to say throw up thing.
Oh yeah,
throw up like babies do.
Yeah. Weird. Piss the bed.
Piss the bed.
Some of our friends are infamous for pissing the bed.
Some of our beds are just babies. Sometimes they're not even drunk. But fuck, what's the word? I always listen back and always like know what I meant to say.
Yeah, I got you. I knew I was looking for that word. I didn't find it.
I knew I was looking for that word. I'm still, as I'm like spinning right now, I'm still trying to look for that word.
Fuck that word. Let it go.
Fuck that word.
Thoughts? Dude, I used to...
I'm going to quit my job.
I used to like really try to hold on to thoughts that I had that would go away. Like really try to catch them. And it felt like... And I remember saying this. I'm like, my thoughts are like fleeting butterflies that are flowing out of my ears and my mouth, dude. And I can't catch them. It's like... Najee, that was not the funniest thing I've said. And Najee just finished it everything. But for real, I just like, I have all these thoughts and they
yeah,
come so rapidly.
That's always some shit that you would say.
I know.
I just spit my water out of me.
Listen.
Thoughts are like fleeting butterflies in a world of...
And they're like pouring out of my mouth and my fucking face holes like water, but they float up into the air like butterflies. And I can't grab them. And it's like, I used to really focus on that butterfly. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was such a pretty butterfly. I'd like to share it with everyone. And I can't grab it. So I'd be like, or someone will be talking, but I'll be so busy trying to catch my butterfly that I'm not listening.
All right.
I'm just waiting to catch it.
Alright,
hey,
get the fuck out of here.
Alright, he's cutting me off.
Two Broke Boys, follow us on Instagram. Just Two Broke Boys, letter,
yeah,
number two.
Number two, Broke Boys Podcast.
Yeah, follow me at SwagMoneyNodge. I really need to change my Twitter name.
Yeah, or do we just need, I'm Justin _ time at 89 or something on Twitter, and then I'm like.
It's in a bio.
Yeah, it's in the bio. Check it out.
Everyone already follows us.
Tell your mom to follow. Yeah, and I was thinking, do we even need the podcast fucking Instagram?
Yes.
I can't even, why?
Because
everyone who follows us.
Right, but we still need it.
Okay.
We need it.
All right,
we need it everyone else has it.
I know.
We need it.
But for what?
I was thinking about we needed Twitter. Just because...
We're going to have guests real soon, guys. We're going to get a mic real soon.
Yeah, and tell a friend. That's why we need it, because if they want to tell a friend to follow the Broke Boys podcast, they don't have to... Tell them to follow Najee and Justin.
But our pages are so cool. Like, true. I don't think they'd even be mad. Like, true. We got dope shit. But
that can be an afterthought after you follow the podcast. If you're true. A fan of the podcast, okay. You're going to become fans of us after.
Yeah.
If you don't know us already.
Or at least fans of me.
Sure. Because I'm not that good of a person.
Well, not.
But that's for the next episode.
And then next week's episode, we find out why Najee is a piece of shit.
So, on that note... I gotta hit the ham horn one more time.
Sorry, guys, he's hitting the button.
You know what I mean?
We're looking on the board. We gotta keep. And my board, I mean his iPhone.
Peace!
Bye, I love you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.